This is Kevin Campbell, and you're listening to Chewing the Cud with the Irish Toffees. Come on, you Blues!
Morning, folks. It's Saturday morning, morning of the Sheffield United Everton game, last home game of the season. It's 5:34 a.m. A bit tired, but sure, long day ahead. Boat trip. Looking forward to the first one in a while. Should be great, cack. Talk to you later on. The fucking Toffees.
Right, lads. Here we are now. We're on the boat. On the way off to Holyhead. En route to Liverpool. And we'll just go around and ask a few people opinions on the trip and the match and everything. And we're starting off here at the table with Frank, Owen and Darren. Hey.
How are you, Joe?
Frank, how's it going, Pat? You right?
Good, good, good.
Enjoy the trip so far?
So far, so good.
Points
it's
are going
great to
down
well. Going over and all safe and all that, you know?
What's that? Bulmers, is it?
That's called a cute humour.
Well,
as I am myself.
I think we'll all have to go on now. So, anyway, looking forward to the match. All the pressure's off now, Frank.
Pressure's off, yeah. Looking forward to it. Should be good. The weather's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
And the way Sheffield United League goes, hopefully we'll see a few going in today as well.
Just on the weather. Actually, we're on the boat now, man. We're about probably coming up to an hour outside Dublin, and it's smooth as still, thank God.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because
yes,
the Junior Blues a few weeks ago, they were all getting sick all over.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Because I think it wasn't because of the queue here. Anyway, sorry, Frank. So what we do, we'll talk to you about the match.
Right.
Predictions, kind of, what do you reckon?
Well, you'd have to be confident we scored against a team like Sheffield United. So I'll go with a 2-0
win for Everton.
2-0 win for Everton. Yeah.
It's no pressure.
Exactly, yeah.
They
yeah.
don't give a shit either. So I think it's more about pride for them as well. So, and out to Darren now. Hi, Darren.
Good stuff. How are you, John?
What are you drinking? You're on the Guinness.
Yeah, I'm on Guinness, tapping away. Having my son here at home with me as well.
Is he a boy?
Just, no, not yet.
Oh,
so
yeah,
he's just about to turn 18, you know. So let's say the road ahead is going to be nice and wet, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just go to the ATM there and smart it up.
That's it.
So,
that's it.
Enjoy the trip so far. I know we're early days into it. Everything's kind of bright and bushy tailed.
Yeah.
That's last too long when we hit the bus.
Look, it's an early start, but like the crowds, you know, the Irish Toffees lads, just gentlemen, like, you know, and ladies, you know.
Yeah.
Fabulous people. That's the best part about this club. People are amazing, you know.
Perfect,
including yourself on that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
don't
so
have that. Speaking in general, we don't have many arseholes on trips. Sometimes
no,
we get
that's it. It's like poor people. You know what I mean?
Saying that's you, Joe. Shut up, talk about yourself. what do you think of the match? Thoughts on the game?
I'm thinking, again, the pressure's off, which is great. We can just enjoy the game. Deutsch has us nice and tight, you know, so hopefully we don't ship any goals. Hopefully we score a couple of goals. We'll see how it kind of pans out. I'm going with 2-0 as well. I think it's a sensible kind of one, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, hoping to get down to Bramley Moor Dock as well tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
So myself and Owen might get out the little scooter things, spin down really early, take a few photos. Now plans could change, though. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a possibility.
Getting the scooter down to the
head might be a little bit rough.
And just getting straight onto the bus. We're doing a call tomorrow, so we'll see how Darren announced scooter episode.
Absolutely.
And where he went to. Owen.
Very true.
Is that your first ever point, or are you not? You have experience. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but.
Yeah. So, anyway, do I need smart to step up for your dad all the points? It's payback time now for dad, and after all, he's doing the blue ships on these points.
Still not 18, so when I'm 18, he can get his points back.
Yeah, exactly. But you have to pay as well, like.
Of course.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, thoughts on the. You've been on a few, you're.
Yeah, doing
the blue ships.
Seven, eight.
Really?
Seven,
I've been out. Yeah, okay, lads. Don't rail over one trip, lads. All right. That skewer trip is now going off the books.
Sure, look, if we get to see the skewers, never mind getting on them.
Yeah, but that's it. Yeah, that's another kettle of fish. Yeah, yeah. The thoughts on the game today, Owen?
I reckon I'm just going to be happy because past few matches I've gone to, we've lost the two of them. That was the Wolves one and the Chelsea trip.
Okay.
But I feel really confident for this one. You know, the stress is just gone. We're stress-free going into the match. I think Chermiti's going to stare and he's going to have an absolute.
Yeah, I'd like to see him get a run. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's been looking class recently, yeah. So I hope he performs. And I was going to say 2-0, but I don't copy the rest, so I'm going to say 3.
3-0. Okay, you need to take it easy in that Guinness there alone. 3-0 already. Everton 3-0. You're losing around yourself. Right, we're going over here now. These are all the boys. Okay, and here goes the recording. I'm going to talk to Ali Pally. Ali, how are you now, pal? Haven't seen you in a long time. Looking very fresh.
Fresh as the daisy.
Yeah, were you in rehab or something?
I was in rehab. How'd you know?
No, I just think I've seen on Sky News. I've seen you getting dragged into Betty Ford clinics.
He shares in the Betty Ford clinic.
Or they call it Ali Ford clinic now, are they?
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, enjoyed the trip so far, Ali.
Ah, yeah. Having a ball as usual. Yeah.
Just starting to let smell sailing here now. Yeah, smell it. Nice. Oh, it's happy.
Easing our way into
the ground. Exactly. Yeah.
Could be a bit of crack.
Yeah, so you're a veteran of these trips now, Ali, aren't you?
A veteran at this stage. Awesome crack.
Exactly. So just talking about the match, what do you think of the game?
I'm not going to call this one, Joe, because we had this conversation before we started recording.
You're Joan.
I'm just, we'll go and enjoy the day.
Okay, so now you're going to talk about the match.
With a bit of luck. We'll get a good result.
Okay. And that's all.
After the last time.
Okay.
You definitely don't want me making a prediction.
Okay, no problem. So if I get up early in the morning, I drop down to the Liverpool version and the Betty Ford clinic and we'll have a yap today. I'll plug you out when we put you back on the bus. How's it? I don't know. What's your name? No, it's nice to come on the podcast. We're just doing a podcast recording for the Irish Toppies. Nice to meet you. Oh, I think I've seen it before now. I'm not quite sure.
No, this is the first time.
Is it? Oh, yeah, reversion trip. Welcome aboard. We ended up boat trips before? Just on your own? Not with the Irish Toppies?
No, not with the Irish Toppies.
Okay, yeah. So have you been on the ferry before going over to Liverpool?
No, just fly over.
Oh, so yeah. I think I just like to fly over. Just.
It's grand. Yeah, boat trip's grand.
More relaxed this morning as well. And then now it's a load of mags over there. But sure,
I
was saying nothing about them. Thoughts on the match now and yourself now?
Look, I think we win today 2-3-0. Don't worry about Jar because we're safe now. You know what I mean? So, 2-3-0, back to be ready, I'll be off.
I think the pressure's off now.
That's it, we play better with no pressure.
So, please, anyway, talk to you over the next couple of days, and see how we get on now. I'd say we won't be all brushy, this brushy tight now in the morning.
I
feel quiet in the morning. Evan, how's it going? Evan doesn't want to talk. Sorry, what's your name?
No,
it's right. No, 2-0. My gosh, it's an old corner.
We're brothers in law as well.
Okay. Keep doing the family and all. Is this your first trip in the Irish Tops?
First time, yeah. I was on the junior trip this year.
Oh, yeah. That was dog rough on the boat coming back.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got about a quarter of a pint of Guinness into me and I had to give it up.
Jeez, it must have been bad then.
Oh, it was bad.
So, thoughts on the match today?
Look. Disappointed if we don't win. This is I've only joined the Toffees, the Irish Toffees, probably in the last year.
Mm.
So I've been over a few times. And this is my seventh game this year now, and we haven't lost one yet.
Oh, no pressure, no.
So I'd hate to start now.
Okay. So if we lose, it's all your fault.
Well,
and Ali.
No, and Ali, it has to be Ali. Somebody else's fault.
Okay, all right. Okay, let's leave to John. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Noel. Thanks, boys. Head over here now. And, Jesus, here she is, Paul Egan. They're not going to get a word in here now, that's all.
How are you,
Paula?
I'm good. How are you?
Just going to say, Ali's looking fresh.
Thanks, Joe.
So are you. Must be through the car wash this morning, away.
Very, very.
So you're the veteran of these trips as well, Paula. Junior Blue, never. You've been on a whole lot of them.
Going back years, Joe.
But they're all great crack. Everyone knows each other at this stage. Now, like I said, seeing a couple of new heads here now, but... After the thing about the boat trip is, it's people getting to know to people. Like, you get on the bus this morning, you won't know, what's his name? Tomorrow you'll be best friends.
Exactly.
And
it adds on then to the next trip and the next trip.
Correct.
You know, I was just there, Sean there, right? And a girl I went to school with, he's best friends with her brother.
Boy.
Up in Termafecken. And he's saying, Larry wants a picture now, the two of us together. It's a small world as well.
Well, I always say, Ireland's not a country, it's a village. Yeah. A village. Yeah. Anyway, thoughts on the match today?
We're going to win 3-1.
3-1?
3-1.
All right.
Yeah.
You're the first person that was said that they didn't get a goal.
Oh. No, I'd give them one goal today.
Okay, yeah.
I think it's going to be brilliant.
Yeah.
I think the atmosphere is going to be fantastic.
Look, the atmosphere is probably rightly so. Very tension this year, you know, and there's marches and protests and that, which, like I said, rightly so, because something needs to be done. And I think the fans have helped that along, by the way, you know, but sometimes the tension at the match, you couldn't really enjoy the game. And it kind of fed onto the pitch as well, because you can see the players are shitting themselves and they're not expressing themselves the way they should be. So I think today, you know, like.
I think today, because we know we're safe, and it is like last game of the season last year, what were we like coming over here?
It was the tension, the whole lot.
And then the relief after we scored the goal. So
that's the word I used last year. Relief. It wasn't even joy, I had lads on the pitch. Now I just couldn't wait to get out of the place.
How can we can't go down? Like 70 odd years. We're not. No way. We're here for last season and go to some, which is going to be sad.
I'm not even going to go when I start crying already, Paul. Anyway, I'll talk to you later on.
See you, Joe. Take care. Cheers. Bye.
Making my way over here. Oh. Need to have a super point first. Sit down here now. I can hug in here. Shane's gone already. I haven't even given her a microphone. Shane, wait. Mr. Postman, how are you doing, pal? You alright?
How are you going, Joe?
Need to have a super point there. Just talking about the Irish Toffee ship there, like legendary. Now all the boats.
Legendary's right. It's only legendary when you come, though. Now I'm going to stop now and listen to your moonshine.
Cheers, pal. Yeah, Shane Junior's here beside me. I'll talk to you now in a minute, Shane.
What was it?
Oh, happy days. Straight to Shane Junior. You only have to talk to Shane. Go on, Shane. All right, man. It's the next generation coming along. Sorry, Shane. Just now, recording by the podcast, yeah?
Okay.
No, and you're going to come off for the laugh, like.
What?
Ain't that with that way the fairies?
Oh, yeah. I wonder where the guys start from, Shane.
It's the mother side. It's the awfully breed, you see.
Okay, all right. Yeah, someone actually looking out the window now, it's actually, the sea is like glass, just smooth as anything now, which makes a difference, to be honest.
Don't tell Frankie you get sick.
Oh, no. Yeah. I just start waving side to side, and Frankie start puking all over. Anyway, thoughts on the match today, Shane? Should be shackles off and no pressure.
No pressure now, because I thought it would be a pressure game coming over, but it's all booked. Pressure game, no pressure. We can enjoy it.
Yeah.
What do you think? Talking Sheffield United. So it'll be a good game.
Yeah.
They're not the player for now either.
Yeah.
The weather's going to be good. No excuses. But I think, I think we'll win all right.
Yeah. Let's go. Score.
Because confidence is a big thing for Everton.
Yeah, big time.
Confidence is a big thing. I still think we will concede. I'm going to go for 4-1.
4-1.
I think we're going to score a few goals today.
That's a tight one. Take a bit, then.
Yeah.
Shane, do you want to come back in here now?
Because
we actually told him what we're doing. Shane, what do you think of the match today? Thoughts on the game?
3-0 win. 3-0.
3-2?
3-0.
All right, that's okay. Yeah.
How did it work?
Okay. Thanks, Shane. Short and sweet. That's the way. Speaking of short and sweet, here's Sean Halen.
How's it go?
Sorry, pal.
Short and sweet.
Good to see you, my friend.
Thanks, Sean.
I was going to say a friendly face.
Yeah.
But we'll talk to him in a minute. How's it going for the points? Are going now, aren't we?
Points are going on well now.
You and I in Scotland, the old beard and Moretti.
Boat trips are the legendary bit of a session every time you go on the boat trip. Can't beat it.
That's right. I'm not looking forward to doing actually the recording in the morning. I think it'll be a little more quieter than today. But Shoot this morning. Anyway, Sean, how's things? Everything okay? I see crisps, bag of crisps open.
Yeah, life is good.
Mine's gone now.
Yeah. Looking out
the
window.
Sun is shining.
Life is good.
Thoughts on the game?
Well, as Shane said, both teams really don't have anything to play for. Sheffield United are gone. we're kind of, as long as we don't put on the flip-flops and head for the beach.
Yeah, exactly. We owe
the fans a big performance in Goodison.
Yeah.
You know, last game of the season, home game of the season. So they need to step up and do the job. And if they do, we'll win.
Yeah.
Probably won't be the sweetest victory you'll see, but we'll take anything at this stage. Even a 1-0 will do me.
Absolutely. Yeah. I take 1-2. A win. Just to keep that part, the atmosphere going to go tomorrow.
Exactly, yeah. We're right on a bit of a crisp wave at the moment. Dyche, manager of the month. We know what happens after that.
That's it, yeah. That's
manager of the month, bang. Lose the game. Gone.
Yeah, yeah. But like I said, Shackles will be off now.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see committee or a couple of young lads get a go.
Yeah.
Just to let them see. I think Dobbin's kind of back to kind of some
should
kind of fitness
squad.
Now. So
exactly,
yeah. Get them a go.
Should use the squad, yeah. Exactly.
All right, Sean. Yeah.
Right, thanks, Joe. Cheers.
Enjoy your day. Talk to you later on in the Wednesday when they're absolutely smashed. I'll just have a sup now, boys. Very toasty walk this walking round. All the boys sitting there doing absolutely fuck all. Right, Dino.
Yeah.
Okay. Dino, my son. Dino, you might know from you don't have to clip around in. Right. Not professional. Dino, you might know from me place the intro to the podcast, the Zed Cars and the electric guitar. How's it going, son, Ari?
Yeah, good, not too bad, yeah.
Oh, that's Julian Banjo, son, that's not Zed Cars. Looking forward to today, Dino?
Yeah, it should be good. It's always good going on the boat, you know, obviously the price, but obviously have everybody here on the on the boat, and then the trip down on the bus from Holyhead is always good crack. Yeah. Not the bus back is a little bit quieter.
Obvious reasons. Chirpy in the morning. Thoughts on the match itself?
Well, it'd be nice kind of relaxing now on today, because obviously we're safe and then Sheffield are going down. I'd be interested to see now what kind of how many fans they bring. Because obviously Sheffield,
I think it's a current owner, like they booked out the whole lot.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well,
because like Sheffield's there last season at Goodison as well, so they probably want to come and have a look.
And Sheffield aren't too far from us as well, so they'll probably bring a good crowd, and you know they'll make a bit of atmosphere as well, I suppose. So you know, it'd be a good day anyway. And as I said, we're safe now, so it'd be nice to kind of relax. But I still think they should get the win regardless. So, you know, we're safe and they're going down. If it's kind of at the end of the day, it's a nothing game, but should still be getting the win against Sheffield, you know, and just kind of have a good send off for the lads then, for the last game, Goodison for the season.
Yeah, prediction.
I'd say it'd be 2-0. 2-0 Everton, yeah.
I don't think anyone said we get lost. Apart from Ali DeJona, trying to have a word now with Phelan. He's looking after us on this leg of the ship. All right, Faye?
All right, Joe. How are you?
I'm good, pal. Yeah.
I'm good.
Oh, come on. Even days moving off. My God, what's going on, lads? Everyone being polite now because you have a microphone in the hand. Oh, God, dude. looking forward to today, the whole trip. And because you've been on these for years now, Faye. Oh, yeah. You're a veteran of these, even though you're only a nipper.
Sure. Young lad growing up, going on these trips. And now it's my first one bringing everyone over. So this morning's a bit nervy, but now we're all here. We're all good.
Exactly. So you're amongst family now. That's literally the thing.
New faces, we're integrating them well now. And it's good to see. Like, be very good.
Hopefully, stays that smooth.
Oh, hopefully now, Jesus. The beers are fucking going away.
Once the beers say, and just talking about the weather, looking out there, but look, there's not an absolute ripple on the sea. No. It's absolutely. You could be anywhere on a cruise somewhere.
Sailing, as they say.
But like the gas thing is. Everyone's relaxed now because there's no pressure on this match. Yeah. And it's probably for the first time in 4 or 5 years that we've had.
I was saying to Dino, it's probably every year, the last 3 years, I'm saying, thank God that season's over. Thank God that season's over.
Yeah.
And again, I say to my mates, thank God that season's over. We're saying that for the last 3 years.
Yeah, yeah.
But look, main thing is we're safe for another season. It's all about rebuilding now, getting heads down, sorting out whatever's going out in the background. I know there's a lot of things going on at 7-7, but you need to sort that out. You need to get the squad, new contracts going, and rebuild from there.
Yeah, just look forward.
I don't think the last 3 seasons since we lost Ancelotti, there hasn't been any forward planning. It's just been firefighting left, right, and centre, you know?
It's just make up as you go along. There's no structure. And, yeah, exactly.
I think Dyche coming in was the right man. He was that man who could hold the holes in the ship, rebuild, settle the nerves, and got managed the month this year, or this month, sorry. So I think he's the right man. He's settled us down, and he will only improve the team.
Yeah, right man, right time. Any prediction for the game?
Oh, it's tough. I think Sheffield are down. They want to spoil the party. Nothing really to play for. We're safe. I think it'll be 2-0, but they might come back. They might have a little jab.
Might just have a go. Exactly.
They'll have a go. And just,
they might say, fuck you. We're not that bad.
No, but you never know. It's Everton.
It depends on which Everton turned up. That might Sheffield United.
But hopefully, we'll get the win.
Yeah, exactly. I'll talk to you later on tonight when we're all absolutely buckled in it. Oh, my God, here's trouble. See, you can hear him getting this telephone voice ready. Mr. Aidan Callanan.
Hello. How are you doing?
No, no. Snoop Doggy Callanan.
What up, dog? Where my dog's at?
Okay, I thought we're on the boat to Hollyhead. Apparently, we're now in the Bronx. We're in the hood.
Hollis, Queens, Woodhull Ave.
Whatever that is.
Let's talk about football, will we?
I think that's the general gist of the conversation.
Just for a change, though.
You're scoring the number already, by the way. Many bottles have you got down there, by the way?
I bought 24 cans of Ready for €24.
Cans. What about Sean, your mate? They are.
I might give him one or two if he's lucky. He's lagging a bit. It's his own. He's
disappeared to the toilet. Yeah, exactly.
He's way over that way. They have to say to the bar.
Sweden's at the bar. You wouldn't see him.
He's there. I can see him.
Okay. Had to hold his hand up. Oh, there he is. Dino gives me a point there, will you please? Anyway, Aidan. Looking forward to the trip and all the entails and Irish Toffees trip.
Love it. What I must say is this jersey I'm wearing, right, has seen five wins.
Have you worn them every time?
Yeah. Nine goals scored, zero conceded.
Well, then no pressure.
So this is the lucky jersey. So 3-0 today. We're going to sing a verse of Bella Ciao, Bella Ciao, Bella Ciao, Ciao, Ciao. Dominic, Calvert-Lewin, Ile Goalie, Everton. And okay.
What do you work at, by the way?
IT support.
Okay, so you're not a singer?
I'm a senior systems administrator with a view to becoming a MIA IT manager in the very near future.
Okay, so you're not a singer?
No, but
there's
something happened there recently where I've often done some karaoke after about 12, 13, 14 pints.
12, 13 minutes.
And thinking I was very, very good.
Yeah.
The last time we were to Liverpool, I had 1 pint and we were in a karaoke bar, so I said I'd go for a song. And I sung Robbie Williams and it turns out I hurt myself and I was like, shit, I actually can't sing.
So you actually believe what we've been saying for years?
I believed all along that I could sing, and I was like, I'm loving. I was like, shit, what's that? What's going on? Then I went back up and I sung Michael Jackson, Smooth Criminal.
I know, you sent me Sandy wasn't okay after that.
No, she was fucked.
No, you sent me that video, I had to go in for therapy after watching that video. It was just...
So, 3-0 to the Toffees, right?
Yeah.
Calvert-Lewin, McNeil, and Tarkovsky, and Calvert-Lewin. Yeah, he's going to get kind of a striker's fortress goal, and we've got a header from Tarkovsky from a corner, and McNeil will take it, and McNeil will kind of, he's going to be on the right, even though he's playing on the left, and he's going to kind of cut in, and then hit it with the left, kind of low to the keeper's left and in the bottom corner.
That's very descriptive now. You can't get any more than that. Who needs to watch Match of the Day when they can just describe everything?
Get your bet builders up there, boys.
All your description from Snoop Dogg Callanan.
Ashley Young will be booked.
You won't, because I had bet builder last week and they didn't. He's an asshole. Yeah, it cost me big money.
He didn't last week. He will do this week and you're not on him.
Oh, probably. I'll tell you what, they won't get him to be booked.
Yeah, and he might get booked.
Okay.
And, apart from that, it's all gravy, it's all good.
Oh, cheers.
We're safe, we're enjoying the moment, what could be wrong with us?
Okay, Dave, I'll move on to someone else. I still have memory on my phone for the TikTok. Ah, good man. Now we're talking. The voice of reason, Frankie O'Donnell.
Morning, Francois.
Morning, Giuseppe.
How are you doing?
How do I follow that?
I'm all good. Oh, the sun is beating in the back.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
You'll get a bit of a sun. Have you got factor 50 on the front?
I'm going to be a bit double arm. Solar panel in the back of your head here.
I'll help you, pal. Pull the blind. I'll help you.
I'm a sex machine, Joe.
Excuse me?
Before we start, can I just say something to you? On behalf of all the Toffee family, condolences on the passing of your lad.
Ah, cheers, pal. Thank you.
And all that. I think Richie lost his mother-in-law there and went involved as well. So condolences to everybody that has lost family over the last while since the last podcast. So may you all rest in peace.
Cheers, Pat. Thanks so much. And again, just trying to reiterate, Frank said, people have sent us in all messages. Colin lost his mum recently as well. Sad time for us all. That's, again, we're not going to get bogged down, but that's kind of why we haven't had a podcast in a while. Anyway, Frankie, looking forward to today, the trip and everything. First one in a while.
Yeah, look, really looking forward to it now. Yeah, really excited about it. I was kind of hoping when the trip was booked that this would be an important game.
Mm.
But no, I'm glad it's not.
Yeah, you can see it looking around the boat. Like, people are just relaxing.
Yeah, that's true.
Cutting points,
yeah, because I think they're just enjoying it now with the warm. It's cutting points after the match. Hopefully, they enjoy the Williams
Law. That's when the microphone will be coming out every saving.
No microphone, Joseph.
We'll discuss that later. But the boat ships, like I say, they're great. And they're very bonding because, like I said to Paul earlier, like you get on the boat and you won't know a couple of heads. By the time I get back off the boat Dublin tomorrow, you know everybody on the boat.
And it's
great going forward because if you go through the airport then on your own, it's there's Mark or whatever. That's the man who was on the boat. And something.
Yeah, I don't understand. Even with the golf society as well, see that, you don't see too often.
I don't see you too often because you're in the trees.
You just stuck in the bush somewhere. Yeah. Don't tell Sharon this way.
Oh, Jesus. Here's the family show, thank you.
It's great to be lads. You haven't seen him for a while. Like you said, you might have seen him for a couple of months, but then you see him, you're back talking the same way.
They're the most family, that's the way it is.
Look, I love these trips. I'm looking forward to next one already.
Just prediction on the game.
Yeah, I think 2-0 to Everton. Comfortable 2-0, yeah. I was kind of hoping Ship Knight would have something to play for today to make a game, but I think 2-0.
Do you know, it can't be a bit of pride, Frankie, to be honest. Play for a bit of pride.
Yeah, play for the badge. You always play for the badge. I think Everton 2-0.
2-0.
I won't predict who scores. I don't know who's playing.
You won't describe it like Aiden did it. Like, they're actually moving towards the goal and all that kind of...
And we do move towards the goal, do we?
Oh, well, apparently.
All right.
We fucking play like Brazil, but whatever.
Well, we've seen like Aiden sings and play like Brazil play. It'll be all right. Yeah, it'll be okay.
The Eastman League in a couple of years. Cheers, Frankie. Hello, we're here now to another couple of veterans from the Irish Toffees. Obama doesn't want to talk, he's just sculling cider. Here's the man that wanted it. Regular, Polly. How's it going, Polly? All right, pal.
Great job. Yeah. I'm good, yeah, mate.
Scoring points. Are you on the Heineken or
something?
Beautiful. I smell this sea out there.
It's very Moorish, Joe.
Yeah.
Very Moorish.
Okay. Yeah. Polly, actually, I don't know, he's listening. Polly runs a podcast with a couple of lads. Golf. Sorry, Polly, I forgot the name of it. What's the podcast?
Tea Time.
Yeah. It's on Rings and a Local Radio, isn't it?
Yeah.
You get it online. And what I'll do, I'll put a link in the script in the podcast.
They give tips to golf. We tip people who don't win, so we tip people you should back
against. Just avoid any of your tips.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Again, you've been on all these, nearly from the very, very start when these trips started. The Blues, never gone back all the year.
The overnighters. They were growlers, but they were great crack.
Because you went, like, you get back to Dublin, like 8 o'clock Sunday morning, you weren't right till Wednesday.
Yeah. You were two or three days getting over.
Now they're allegedly, like, what happens on them kind of just stays on them, because, like, McDonald's in the middle of back arse of Wales at like 1:30 in the morning.
That's where you make real friends, though, Joe. You're sorting out the worst problems at that hour of the morning, you know.
Just give me a happy meal and shut the fuck up, yeah.
Expressos.
Anyway, thoughts on the match tonight?
No, it's just one of these that obviously when we booked the trip and stuff like that, it was going to be an area thing. But we got the results now, and today, I don't know. Like the funny thing is, it's going to be a bit of a party atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that we should be celebrating staying in the league. We should be going for more than that.
Yeah.
But the way we are at the moment, we have to celebrate what has gone on, because a while ago we looked dead and buried. My eyes looked dead and buried, especially after the Chelsea result. Things didn't look very well for us. They looked shy. But it woke us up, I think. And we went and won them three games in a row.
Yeah.
But after that Chelsea game, I was fearing the worst.
Yeah.
It could have possibly been something that
it was good that it happened. I know it sounds absolutely ridiculous, but it was a kick in the arse that we actually needed to say.
It obviously was something good that happened, even though it's terrible to say. Losing 6-0 is a good thing. But it did wake them up. It did snap them out. They came back and won three games in a week, conceding zero goals, beating the shite, which is
always good. It's always good.
Like, Dice will probably go down as, it could be one of them games where our version of Andy King. We hadn't meeting him in Buddhism for so long, so it's the later version of Andy King for us, you know, that way.
Frustrating thing for me is that where's that fucking been all season? Do you know
what I mean? That is the thing about it. We played them off the park that night. Fully deserved the win. But we hadn't seen that all season.
Oh,
we haven't seen it for a few seasons.
Oh, yeah.
And it's terrible that we pull it out once. Why aren't we doing this? Even if we didn't play that well all the time, but 60% of what we've done against Liverpool, we've seen that more often, we'd be flying.
Yeah.
But we're not saying it enough.
Oh, yeah.
Why? That's the question. Why aren't we seeing that?
A lot of shit's gone on. I mean, it's like an episode of EastEnders this season. Points deductions, protests, chairman doing takeover, it's, not takeover, 777.
It's terrible.
It's draining. It's actually mentally draining.
It really is. You need to switch off every now and then. Because if you're constantly reading news on it, you'd end up topping yourself or something like that. It's not good for the mind to constantly read into it. You have to switch off, wait more, I think. Because there's that many rumours and counter rumours and stuff that you need to switch it off away from it. But, like, I don't think the rumours and stuff that is going to go away.
Yeah.
The 777 rumours now that they're being charged in America with finance scandal or whatever. It's not going away. No, Sherry's on the side. He's actively looking for a new boy. Where does it come up from? And in fairness now, we are a very, very attractive proposition because of the new stadium.
Yeah, yeah. That's the golden egg.
That is the golden nugget for people. They don't need to build a new stadium or something like that. The stadium is there now, so we are an attractive proposition. But are we going to get the right person in?
Everton don't do easy.
No, we don't do easy. Yeah. We don't, like... For years, Ken Wright was telling us that he was actively looking for people to buy the place, and he ended up choosing Mashiri. And he was able to then convince Mashiri to leave him as chairman, which is a scandal. But, like, is Mashiri then the right man to find a buyer for us?
I think the whole Mashiri thing, I agreed with at the time. Simply because Usmanov was the man behind him with the money.
Yes.
But when everything went on there, obviously, and then the main money was pulled. Sherry just didn't have to.
He doesn't have the finance.
Not that he didn't have the money. He wasn't willing to put it in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like,
where do we go now from here?
Yeah.
Where do we turn to?
Yeah.
This is the thing. Like, do we trust Sherry? Because, like, Mashiri wanted his own manager years ago, and he brought in Rafa the Jaffa. That's an absolute stain on the club's history, in my eyes.
Yeah.
Horrific football, treated us terribly.
I think the worst thing to come out, I know I'm kind of getting off time, but the worst thing to come out of that was when he came in, James Rodriguez left. And for me, over the last, all the shit that's gone on, the worst thing that happened for me was I never got to see him in the flesh.
Yes.
Play for Everton football. Like, no. I mean, fucking, like, just, like, not a short, or not too long ago, we had fucking Carlo Ancelotti's manager, James Rodriguez, playing for Everton football club. Like, what the actual...
You know, and yet we didn't really get to see them.
No,
you know,
because of obviously during the COVID times and then no fans and everything.
He also then Benitez then also dropped Luca Dean and sold him then.
Got then rid got of sacked him. 2 days later.
And then he got sacked 2 days later. And I don't think Luca Dean ever wanted to leave, but when your manager forces you out like that, you have to leave. So it's a stain on our history, I think. You know, but onwards and upwards, hopefully. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, always be positive. I think that's a team. Well, always be positive.
Yeah. Now, it's the hardest thing in the world. It's the hardest thing in the world to be in a positive. Being
well, now I have that, Polly. Yeah. We all clean, clean.
Ching, to that, always.
There we are. Right. Cheers, Polly. Let me just scan the room.
Cheers, Joe.
I'm just going to room, but see, I think we missed anybody. Let me just have Stuart to sleep. We're all be going here, Stuart. All right, folks, we'll leave it there. We'll do a few recordings on the bus or in the wheels or one or the other. So we'll catch up later on. Cheers. All right, we're back here now. I knew I missed somebody. Mark Blake was off doing his hair because he thought we were doing a video. So. Apologies, Mark. It's only audio now, so you can mess your hair back up now.
Well, I had to go look for a bit of makeup there in duty free as well.
Oh, did you? What you get out? Max Factor or so what?
What's Maybelline.
Oh, she's fucking mad again. That was important on you, yeah, Mark, because you look rough.
And this is real time. It's not fake either.
Oh, excuse me. It's not Sally Hansen now. You sure now, Mark?
No, this is
Salute. I think there's a bit of Sally Hansen going on there. You got Frankie to rub you down to smoke.
This is Saloon / Airclub.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sure. Daniel, you're a veteran of these trips as well, Mark. This is probably your fourth or fifth one now, is it?
It's the fourth one now, yeah.
Is it? Yeah. You're in a room with Frankie again tonight?
Yeah.
It's a bit of a bromance going on there, Mark. It's like bro back
now. There's a bit of connection going on there, all right, yeah.
Just talk about these trips. Especially because the pressure's off now. You know what I mean? That's the thing. You can see, like, looking down the boat, Evan smiling at Joe. Well, apart from Stuart, he's asleep somewhere in the corner. Oh, he's awake again.
He's awake.
Yeah. But, thoughts on the match tonight? Go on,
Well, hopefully it's a good competitive game. Still keep getting those 3 points. It's all about making as much money as we can out of the table now.
Yeah, that's like every spot in the table now. But that's what someone said this morning, that like the 2 points deduction, the appeal, like one place is probably a million and a half. So you know, I should have kept going.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, you want to keep ahead of Brentford anyway. I think the highest we can only finish now is where we are now anyway. Because I think Palace are like 6 points ahead of us.
Yeah.
So unless we beat Arsenal next week. I doubt that, like.
Yeah.
But that's the main thing. Get as much money as we can and see where everything goes now for the summer.
We need it, Jesus. We need every penny, literally. Yeah. Keep us over that line, over that PRS, whatever the fuck it's called now.
Yeah.
You just make the rules to go along now. It'll be something different next season. Yeah.
Well, they're changing all now from after 2025. It's all going to change again. So it's going to be. It's a joke, like.
Now.
I don't know what the new rules are going to be, but something about...
I don't think they fucking know, man.
There's a whole lot, like, so...
That's ridiculous.
Absolute madness, like... Yeah. But, I say, what we need to do now is just... Deadwood, fringe players, just get rid of them. Michael Keane, Mason Holgate. Obviously, Gomez is going to go. There's no chance of him getting a new contract.
So, predictions for the game today, anyway?
2-0 to Everton.
2-0 to Everton. I think anyone's predicted this losing, yeah.
Dom and Dwight McNeil.
Dwight McNeil. All right, cheers, Mark. I'll talk to you later on in the winter or some stage with
a few more points than you have on you. Newbie here, how are you doing, Pat? Doesn't want to talk, Harry. No, yeah, he's talking when the microphone's off. Yeah, not a...
Get the camera on.
Liz, do you want to say it? Want to say a couple of words? Oh, Liz. Okay. Liz going to give us a song later on. Liz be doing the karaoke in Cooper's later on. It's a tenner into Cooper's night with Liz is singing. And it's 20 out. Joe, do you want to say a couple of words? No. Everyone's getting all shy all of a sudden. See the microphone. Come on, there's not a microphone. So, we want to focus. And then the telephone voice to me. Hello, my name's Alan Clayton. Hello, how are you? Alan said he's a place for radio, yeah. Up the top. You talk to us later on, folks. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you're interested in joining the Irish Toffee Supporters Club, just send an email to memberships@irish-toffees.com or visit our website www.irish-toffees.com. Up the Toffees.